tuned into the greatest.
You are now tuned into the greatest.
Oh my God.
It's the Fearless Podcast with Arian Simone.
Hey, Fearless listeners. Have you heard? Arian Simone's third book, The Fearless Money Mindset, releases July 3rd. The book provides you with 7 principles and tools to eliminate any fears that you may have around money. Pre-order now available on Amazon. This is a book you are not going to want to miss out on. Check it out today.
Tahiti!
Hi!
How are you? Welcome to the Fearless Podcast.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Yes, I'm so happy to have you. You've been such an asset to my business. So we are going to get right into it. Let me tell you what's going on. Traditionally, we have a Q&A show. Well, instead of doing our traditional Q&A show, when I was asking my audience, you know, what questions do you guys want answered on the podcast, a lot of the feedback came very content heavy. And I was like, oh, they want to know about our content and how we get it done and what it looks like and what type of content schedules we use and what this process is like. And I'm like, wait a minute. I said, what they don't realize is that, one, I don't do all this. I said, yes, that there are a team of people who are definitely on board. So I gave my perspective. I told them about, you know, how I may handle like scheduling things in preview or pretty much how I may archive a lot of video content or different things that make it easier for me just to roll things out. So then I had to bring Teal on board because I said, no, she's our social media manager. She needs to give what it is that she does and how her approach is to everything. And I said, then we're going to have to bring Tahiti on board so she can explain her approach to design. And one thing I just love about you that you are probably the second person I've ever encountered that has the level of business acumen as well as creative ability.
And thank you.
No, I'm serious. And I gave that in my testimony. I know I said sometimes these people are cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, but it's the truth. And, no, like for real. Because a lot of creative people, they have a level to them where it's like a little too far eclectic and they're just loose. Meaning they're not meeting deadlines. They're not, but they will produce a bomb something, you know, but they don't have the business acumen. And I'm like, I can't work like this. Like, exactly. I need you to know what you're doing. I need you to have some structure to what you're doing. You need to have some invoices. You need some deadlines. Like, you need to get your life together.
Exactly.
So I just love that you have all of that in one. There's another thing that I love about you is with your whole approach. To where when you came on board, you were like, let me just build you out a brand expansion. Like, let me just show you, these are the colors. These are the fonts. This is the look and feel. I was like, oh my gosh, she's amazing. So to start this off, to give the audience some context of who you are, what your company is about, what you guys do, start from the beginning. I want to hear your journey as far as, did you know that you would always be doing this?
Yes, I think it was automatically embedded in me from like, the day I became the little fetus in my mother's womb.
Oh my gosh. So as a child, what were you doing that was in this area? Were you drawing? What were you designing then?
I mean, pretty much when I was young, like my father was pretty much like an awesome like illustrator just on his own as far as like spare time goes. And then my parents just saw that same talent within me. Like I was always the kid drawing tattoos on somebody or doodling the front of the notebook for it to be customized. My parents always applied me to do like the license plates art and I, you know, accomplished some of those, but they just always saw it in me or there was always a teacher. Like my favorite class was, I mean, clearly art class. So they always saw something. So like I said, I think everyone was seeing my talents and just watching it just slowly develop. And I'm happy that it was, you know, saw at an early age. And I always learned from my father, he installed in all of his kids. It was like, do something that makes you happy or do something that's your hobby and be able to turn it into a career or a profit. And I think that stuck with me.
I love that your parents saw it and they fostered it. And that is so important that we do that with our children, that we see their gifts and that we take the time to foster them because you're a force to be reckoned with now because it was also sought out then. And that also gives some, I guess you would say, some foundation to why you have both sides as well too. You know, you had advice and guidance from adults that saw this in you, that were willing to pour into you, which has, like I say, gives a foundation for you to have a business side and a creative side, because you were introduced to this area with the level of structure. So I think that is just so important. Now, let people know about where you're at now. So did you go to school for this, as far as college is concerned?
Yes, it is. Like, starting off as far as like college, I did begin going for like agriculture, because that was like my high school background. So I was like, yeah, it was at a point in time in high school, you're thinking like, I'm going to college, I'm going to go get the degree that's going to make me like the most money. And I'm just like, I could definitely do something in agriculture. But then I looked at myself and I was like, Tahiti, you're not the person to get your hands dirty. Like, you get your nails done every week. There's no way possible that you're pursuing that. And then later I kind of discovered like graphic design in the midst of like my junior year. And it was like, I could turn everything that I do on paper to a digital platform. And I fell in love from there. And then later I went to grow myself a bit more, because my undergrad gave me the tools, but they didn't give me the experience for me to like elevate myself. So I had to go get my master's at Columbia here in Chicago. And from there, I learned all of these people that work with all these like European brands as like their brand, you know, advisor, or some of, you know, like their creative directors, like for like Chanel and Prada. So it's like, I really got that influence from those that have worked with this luxury brands, and they knew like sleekness. They knew modern. They knew every wave that was coming to America before we did. And I was like, I want to have that type of instinct. I love their style. They were just so chic and on point, and everything was crisp and everything had a meaning. And I knew like I wanted to speak in those same tones if I was really going to pursue this career.
That is amazing. So from college, then you landed where? Did you go intern someplace? Did you basically, how did you get to where you're at right now?
I would have to say when I was in my grad program, I actually interned somewhere. But the crazy thing is the internship happened basically on my own. My dad used to always bring me these magazines like from Chicago. And he was like, you know, this style is just so you. It's like, you know, got that young, youthful, modern play to it. So I went to the back of the magazine itself, and I went to go find the art director, and little to behold, I emailed her, and I was like, worded it as if, I know you all probably don't, you know, offer internships, but I will be really open to do whatever it takes just to shadow you. She was like, yeah, we usually don't take interns. She called me in and she hired me on the spot. And then as I look back from the time when I left as an intern, I was like, they now run so many different internships. And I was like, I kind of started that passion for you, pretty much, because I was willing to just be like, I'm not going to take it. I
mean, that's a fearless move. That's a fearless move.
Yeah. Like, and I'm just like,
no, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I'm just like, through my career, I had to open my own doors. And sometimes you do get lucky that they open on their own, but the best ones come from you just taking the key and twisting it a little bit.
I love that. I completely love that. She said, I'm going to make a bold move. And then to where you're at currently right now, like, how did you end up starting your own agency?
It was just around the time where I think I graduated from grad school. And then I was going to all of these like networking events just to see like who were the, you know, head honchos in my bracket and in my demographic. And long to behold, it was like some of the friends that I grew up from with high school. It's like, we all come back, we all have like our degrees, and we're really trying to, you know, be that superior person. We're all trying to be leaders, but at the point we're still, you know, followers. So I realized a lot of my peers were trying to build brands and, you know, trying to do all these bomb things, but they didn't have, you know, a look, a feel, a strategy, an approach. And I'm just like, I kind of learned all of that in school. So literally my peers helped me grow the company that I have today. They were just like, you know, Tahiti, can you like make me a logo, or can you like make me a quick website? And at those times I was like really lowballing myself. I'm just like, just tip me, because I'm trying to test myself. I can't, you know, put a whole big number out there, and I really don't know what skills I have really embedded in me. But I'm kind of a person like, if you give me a project, I'll test it and be like, yeah, I can do it. Long and behold, I probably can't, but we got YouTube University, which potentially will teach me how to do it either way. But the people around me started my business. It all started with a small thing called Instagram, and everybody knew at an early point in time that was going to be the marketing platform to get your brands out. And I took a hold of it.
I love it. Now, your approach to design, you're the first person, I would say the only person I've encountered that takes on the approach that you do. And you even show step by step on social media that, okay, these are the fonts that I use. These are the colors. Who taught you this? How does this come about? Like, did you just have an eye that this is the way you approach design, or was this your method of teaching? You were taught this in school to approach design like this.
It's funny you say that. Like, I think I taught myself. I mean, school gave me a bit of it, but that after that, I had to take the wheel and drive it myself. It's kind of trial and error. Like, as I was starting my business, I learned, like, you know, we're visual people. We like to see ourselves in the future. So I can't just offer you a brand and a logo just on a flat white background. You're more than likely going to push it aside. But if you see it elevated and you see my process and you see my theories, but behind like why I chose a specific color. Colors draw emotion, fonts draw reality, imagery draws realism. So I think I took that approach in order to make my job a little less harder and your job a little easier as far as seeing, you know, your vision. I like to always take my clients' dreams and I like to see them bigger than they would.
I love it. I absolutely love it. no, I do. Because I can go through your page and I'm just like, wow, I'm so impressed with your approach to this. Now, I would say even this, you tell the audience about just what you see, more than what we see. And what I mean by that is, like, I'll say, oh, I need this. Next thing you know, you got things floating through the whole picture. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. You go over and above. What is your principle or philosophy on that?
I mean, I like to take the approach of that. I like to turn people's verbals into visuals because that's all you're trying to do right back to the consumer. You're trying to make them look at something and then visually they're going to interpret that a certain way. So that's the whole take that I really enjoy. I feel like as a designer, I am a solver, or I'm, you know, Bob the Builder. I'm basically, you know, taking all these little bits of pieces that you guys offer me from, you know, how you want people to feel, from who you're actually trying to attract, from, you know, your short term to your long term goals. I'm taking all of that and I'm literally packaging it for you to be proud of. And, you know, when you're pitching your ideas, I want to make sure that when people are looking at it, they can see exactly everything you're saying being visually placed.
I love it. You take people's verbals and you turn them into visuals. That's a quotable right there. But I'm serious. I'm just, like I say, for me, I'm just more so in awe and just so impressed. So I'm going to give you a scenario. I did the same thing with Teal. And you're gonna have to, in this case, you're gonna have to just paint the more so the picture of what this would look like. I gave her, I'm gonna give you the same one that I gave her. I gave her a hair care brand. And I told her from her standpoint of social media, she had to explain how she would show it. So she's saying, like, oh, I would show them using the product here and I would show the testimonials. Like, she had to explain basically how she would roll that out with what she does. So if a hair care brand comes to you, how would you just approach them from beginning to end?
From beginning to end. The first part is, like I said, I need all those specific breakdowns. I need to know, you know, your name. And sometimes I even adjust that. I need to hear your story. I need to make sure that everything is connected. And if it doesn't work, I'm always willing to help from that part. But once I get kind of the connection of what you want, do you want it to be modern? Do you want to be vintage? Do you want to be Art Deco? My point before I even start designing is I always want to design something that is timeless. So I want to make sure that you don't return to me unless you need me. I want to send you with everything you need to possibly grow. But like I said, most of the time, everyone returns back anyways, which is a great thing. But my following approach to that is getting all that information, starting with my process of developing something, going back and forth with you, because my work isn't done until you're completely satisfied. Once we get to that point, that's when I begin to grow everything out and we can take it onto whatever platform you want, from that being social media driven to that being web driven, or if you are in the place to, you know, make it a printable force to be reckoned with, or if it's a store pop-up. I don't know what it may be, but I want to take, you know, it to the next level by helping you produce those items you give me 50, I give you 50. And it's a win-win pretty much right there. And then I love everyone's approach to social media nowadays. It's a great piece of platform that we can use. And I love playing around and toggling with it to help people, you know, advance themselves. Like you said, doing things like creating video content. I love creating like templates where you can reuse, like if you have like people come on and do like specific things with your hair care. I love the place of photography because photography tells people a lot about maybe the price point and things in those type of natures. I would definitely, for me, I always try to advise people, like, do something that you've seen done, but do it differently. Like, I think I would go out into the world asking women, like, what do they think they're lacking as far as the hair care, you know, production. And then maybe that product itself can offer its insight on how to make it better. Because that's all we're doing in the league of competition of brands. We're just trying to do something better. But the problem is a lot of people forget to just do it differently.
Woo! That was good. That was good. That was good. But I love, no, I'm serious. And the reason why you win in your space, though, Tahiti, I'm being so serious, is because you're fully immersed. You have fully immersed yourself in it. No, for real. People can go in Fiverr, right? And you could pay somebody's $5 for the logo, but they don't know the brand story.
No, don't do that.
I'm being for real. No, I'm not encouraging it. I'm not encouraging it. That's my point. You can go do those things because you're trying to cheapen. Of course, you're keeping overhead low. I don't knock that. I don't knock that at all. But you're cheapening yourself in the long run because you won't have somebody who's invested in your brand story, who's telling you how to do something differently, not just how to do it better. You know, you're not going to get that. You're not going to get that at all. And that is so important. You have fully immersed yourself into who this person is, what they represent, what they're trying to communicate. And you make all of that come to life. You can't, I'm thrilled. You can't put a price on that. You can't at all. Okay. It's just like, it is
ever ending.
Yes. Yes. And maybe because I've been now at this stage, Lord have mercy, been in business since I was a kid, to where I know the difference. That's why I'm like, when I find something like a Tahiti, I'm like, whoa, 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 I need to work with you. I've got to figure everything out because she's got to stay on this team. And no, seriously, it's a whole different experience. See, it's not just that you're providing a service, you're providing an experience. And everybody does not get that when they hire an art director. Everybody does not get that when they're hiring somebody in the creative graphic space. They just don't. So I guess my question for you is, what's next? Where do you look to take this whole, all of your magic, all of this, these things that you're doing with these brands? What are you looking to do next? How can we help you?
I mean, at this point, like I said, I am just enjoying growing. Like, this pandemic has really shown me that a ton of people are sitting on amazing ideas, but they let fear stop them. And now since, you know, the world has slowed down, we had time to pay attention to ourselves. And even me personally, I rebranded myself. And I think that's the most exciting thing I see coming out of this. I'm reaching a new point in my life where I'm about to jump out of my 20s and go into the 30s. And, you know, I really want to showcase the new, mature Tahiti while she's developing and, you know, creating, as well as do a ton of new partnerships with people. Like, personally, you, I would love to thank you because you brought me a ton of amazing clients that really have, you know, helped advance, you know, my design aesthetic and have really pushed me. And I think that has been an amazing thing for me. Like,
you are more than welcome
because it's easy. Oh, thank you. Like, I send your praises for sending mine. It's a win-win. And I love the sisterhood that, you know, we have grown as far as, you know, being back and forth and not shading anybody. Because I always tell people, I was like, yeah, I work for Erin. I was like, I don't know if you know her, but like, she holds like 50,000 hats. I really don't even know how to describe your title. But I'm just like, she's amazing. And I've even seen on some of my timelines, like, you know, the 2020 goals was like to work with you. And I was like, that's mine. You probably can't have it. But if you want to. But I'm really just happy to see myself grow and just everyone coming with these new ideas. I just love to be challenged.
That's good. You're just in bliss with where you're at right now in life. And that is a great place to be. That is a great place to be. So I won't put any pressure because that's truly a good place to be, because it's going to open the door, since you're operating in a space of gratitude. it's just going to open the door for it to organically flow into what it's supposed to be. So I was going to think you were going to say, oh, I want this agency and 50 employees and this and that and that and this. You're like, right now I'm grateful for where I'm at and I'm growing in that and I've rebranded in that. And that to me is beautiful because the fulfillment of life is just so important. You know, there are so many people, of course, you know, I believe in abundance, but I believe in fulfillment in every area. It's horrible to be rich and then to be upset. You know, it's just horrible to have certain things and you're not fulfilled in a certain area. So you want it in all areas. And that's one thing I can say. You're truly operating from a place of gratitude. And so doors will always continue to open up in your favor. That is a very good place to be in. That is a very good place to be in.
I take that all in. I love it.
I love all of this. I'm learning even more now. Of course, we talk consistently. Yes. But I'm learning even more now, just the you know, just your mentality and your thought process of why all of this magic looks the way it does. And I'm just truly impressed. Truly, truly impressed. So where can the people find you and get information so they can experience all the magic that I get to experience?
I mean, please follow me on Instagram at 0514design. And my website shall be coming out the end of May. So like I said, I rebranded myself. So I'm really excited to put all the fresh new brands that I've been hiding in my back pocket that I haven't put on social media. So sometime around the end of May, be looking out for the site. But for now, you can find me definitely on Instagram because it's a tit for tat. What you see on there, you'll see right there on Instagram as well.
What have you been hiding before we close out?
I mean, I just had some cool about some of people had to sign contracts. It's like, don't do it yet because I want to release it and, you know, hold that joy for a couple of days or months, whatever. So I'm like, okay, I signed your non-disclosure. I get it. But can I use it for my website? So got some of those coming out.
Understand. Well, thank you so much for your time and just sharing your expertise with the audience. We have over, I think, I can't remember how many downloads now. Last time I checked was probably a couple months. We were somewhere over 34,000. So I know the people are going to love listening to you and all what you have to offer. But I encourage all you guys to just experience her. It is truly, truly going to be life-changing for your brand. And thank you so much for joining us on the podcast.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Okay, until next time, you guys, take care.
Thanks for tuning in to the Fearless Podcast with Arian Simone. Subscribe to the podcast and leave a 5-star review.